USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top House Democrats talk about impeachment at a Saturday event held by the Texas Tribune.
Following the recent announcement of the formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump and a phone call he had with the Ukrainian president in July, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called the proceedings a somber affair.
This is very bad news for our country because if it is as it seems to be, our president engaged in something that's so far beyond what our founders had in mind. They knew that some president might go beyond what the Constitution intended, and they put guardrails there. This goes beyond any guardrails.
And speaking at that event in Austin, Pelosi also said that public opinion is now on the side of the impeachment inquiry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982. And now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-925-3014. 800-925-3014. Call 800-925-3014.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Will the impeachment probe affect other issues happening in Congress? There are many problems yet to be resolved before the end of the year. Several lawmakers now fear the impeachment inquiry will grind the legislative agenda to a full stop, though top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer remains hopeful.
We're going to try to work on issues with our Republican colleagues, even with the president when we can. We believe we need to do something about guns. We believe we need to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. The $64,000 question is, will the president want to work with us, given what happened?
The president's trade representative did meet with Democrats on Friday as they continue to work on the stalled trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. In Hong Kong, protesters and police clashed for a second straight day. The business and shopping belt was thrown into chaos. There are fears of more scenes as China prepares to celebrate National Day this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
SpaceX owner Elon Musk unveiled a new prototype of a spacecraft for private trips to the moon on the 11th anniversary Saturday night of his company's first successful orbital launch of a rocket. The new Starship, called Mark 1, and a Super Heavy booster will send up to 100 people into space, then the moon, and ultimately to Mars. Also on display was Raptor, a full-flow, staged combustion rocket engine, which is powered by cryogenic methane and liquid oxygen. Musk hopes to reach Earth orbit with a Starship prototype in about 6 months, and people could start flying aboard the vehicle possibly by next year. Last year, SpaceX said they're sending Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa and other artists around the moon sometime next year. Musk said his long-term vision is to send humans to the moon and to Mars to make humanity multiplanetary. There's winter storm warnings in the northwest and record heat in the east. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
We do anticipate very warm conditions across a good part of the east, and actually a very good chance of record high temperatures, especially across the southeastern United States, where the temperatures are going to be in the mid-90s. So it's going to break a lot of records. And even at the same time, the pattern is very favorable for very cold temperatures across the western United States.
The northern Rockies could get 3 feet of snow. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.